Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardashian, and I am so glad that you are interested in listening to the wisdom horses shared with me this past week. I think that learning from horses is the best ever, and passing on their brilliance is something that I love to do. During combing sessions this week with the horses, there was a pretty powerful theme that emerged. One of the words that kept popping into my mind was acknowledge. It felt like it was offered as an alternative to the word accept or acceptance. I find that I use this a lot during workshops when the topic of how important it is to accept where we are comes up. And often there is resistance to this idea. I believe that what this discomfort rests in is the idea that accepting where we are can seem like it means that we're settling for where we are. If we accept it, we make it okay. And then we either can't or won't make it different in the future. That isn't the case at all. It just means that we release the resistance of wishing we were someplace else. We stop beating ourselves up because we aren't someplace different. Because the truth is, we can only start from where we are. That's it. No alternatives. And we can only progress from a success. So if we can find a way to embrace how we got where we are or why we got where we are, it will then allow us to create something different. Because remember, the key word here is start, not finish. But this word acceptance can be loaded. So it was while I was working with Missy that the idea of substituting acknowledge for accept might bring about a different effect. It might not trigger quite the same reactions. Missy is a great teacher with regard to triggers and reactions, so it makes sense that she'd be the one to first kind of introduce this idea of the word acknowledge rather than accept. It has a feel more that we'd just be giving something a nod rather than embracing it. And to be honest, I haven't yet had many opportunities to try it out. Maybe if you experiment with it, you can let me know how it goes. Hopefully, what will happen, whichever word we use, is that we'll start to be able to observe what is happening around us and within us without judgment or lessening our judgment, with a more curious nature. Of course, this works great with our horses. The more that we can not take their behaviors or reactions personally, the better that we can help them, or the more fun that we can have with them. It works for them, and it definitely works for us too. One of the synchronicities that I love so much happened as I was processing and mulling over this concept. There's a Facebook page that I really enjoy. It's called Healing Energy Tools, and they have this daily message from the universe. It's part of my morning routine to check out what wisdom the universe has for the day. And here's what the message was that completely aligned with these ideas that I was processing. All right, so here's what they put. Look to the truths of a situation and see it for what it truly is. Recognize your own truths and whether they resonate with the situation or not, then take action accordingly. Facing realities with honesty and openness allows for appropriate solutions to appear and resolution and harmony to be found. So how cool is that? It fit right in with what I had been thinking about in really nice language. It summed up what I hadn't quite found words for yet, and you know, certain I wouldn't have found a great way to package it like that. So there it was, done for me. The closest descriptor that I had come up with was disentangle, And I have been using this one a lot lately because one of my resolutions for this calendar year was to disentangle myself from the belief and energy that I am responsible for the thoughts and feelings of others. For me, there is many layers to this one, and I am still working through it, and I will be for the rest of my life. And I am getting better, a work in progress. I am mostly better at this with horses than humans. Thank goodness that things transfer. There's this thing called transfer life, where if we learn something in one area, that habit, that skill set will transfer to other areas of our lives. Because there are some days when I'm not very good at emotionally regulating and not taking things personally. The best news is that I am starting to recognize this earlier and earlier. And then I can employ some form of self-care to help me get to a place where I can emotionally regulate better. One of my favorite ways to take care of myself like this is, I call it, if I'm having a day like this, it's an Annie day for me. And Annie is my horse that always makes anything better, like a hug from your mom or your grandma, warm cookies out of the oven, warm, loving, and healing. And you know what? It's okay that there are some days that we're just going to human all the way through. I look at it as, for in this case for me, employing reciprocity. Some days I'm there for my horses, and some days they are there for me. And we're both good listeners. Because really, I think that's what inner journey horsemanship is about, listening. And when we're good listeners, we don't take things personally. We can acknowledge, accept, and create a vision and a plan for a different future based on the freedom that that acknowledgement gives us. Then we can take our next step towards what we can feel into for our goals. The more we listen, whether it's to our horses or to our inner voice within, the more meaningful and positive our journeys will be, the happier we'll be. So keep listening, acknowledge what you observe, and make a plan for what's next. One step at a time, some moments, one breath at a time. We can do this. You can do this. You absolutely got this. Just in case you needed to hear that today. Play with the idea of being a curious observer, not a judgmental one, and see what beauty can happen. Your horse will appreciate you for it. Have fun with this. It should be fun. If you'd like some more horse inspiration, check out our Facebook page, Hidden Promise, or visit confidencethroughconnection.com and have a wonderful week. Enjoy your horses and enjoy where you are. So I will see you next week. Bye for now.